Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Warwick Wynne. I am the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this special meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of Council's Executive Management Team first. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. And Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services. I will now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Councillor Jim Griver Christopoulos, Councillor Michelle Kleinert. Coonong Ward, Councillors Dot Haynes and Councillor Stephen O'Brien. And Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillors Sophie Galbally and Councillor Paul McLeish. Councillors, can I call for a nomination for an acting chairperson for the special council meeting?
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I nominate Councillor Haynes for chairperson.
The seconder? Councillor Haynes has been appointed as the acting chairperson. Councillor Haynes to assume the chair.
Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established amongst us all. Amen. Would you please be seated? Manningham City acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I'd like to welcome all members of the public here tonight to this special meeting of Council being held for the purpose of electing a mayor for the remainder of this Council's term of office. I also recognise and welcome our previous Mayor Jennifer Yang into the gallery and from the City of Manningham. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. Apologies.
Okay, I'll meet down here.
Thank you. We're just welcoming Jeff Goff. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
No.
I'd like to make an acknowledgement of Jennifer Yang before we go on further. Just a little bit, as the Deputy Mayor of Manningham Council, I am very fortunate that I was able to be Deputy Mayor under Jennifer Yang from the 15-16 year. Jennifer Yang was elected into council. Well, first she was through a countback, was first brought to council in January 2011 and then elected in to council and was the mayor for the year of 2012-13 and of course 2015-16. During that time I really enjoyed working with Jennifer. She was very good to work with, easy team member. I've really enjoyed learning from Jennifer and also being able to work around in the community. Being Coonong Ward councillors together, I think we have more photos together than anyone else because we attended everything and every time I look up, there's a picture of Jennifer and I together and I really will treasure all of those photos and all of the events and all of the things we've been able to do together, that I've been able to just be places and do things and really work and learn under you, and to be able to grow in myself and to be able to help people in the community. And both of us have a very diverse, rich understanding of the social needs of the community, and I'm working with you has been a real joy and a real treat, and I hope we get to continue to work together in the community in the future. I call for anyone else would like to speak.
If I may, Madam Chair.
That's Councillor Paul McLeish.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm pleased to be able to speak to acknowledge the great work that you contributed to our city, Jennifer. Over 5 years, 5.5 years of very hard work, and you set yourself no end of challenges as a mayor. In our first year of office as a new council, you had 6 new councillors, and you had a lot of work ahead of you, and you did an amazing job. You really led us with a measured hand, a steady hand, and you guided us into the role of being councillors. We were all the better for your mayoralty of that year. We were brought together as a cohesive unit of councillors, and we learnt the ropes under your steady hand. And we greatly appreciated your wise counsel in many meetings and in many private meetings that we all had with you. You taught us very effectively how to be councillors, and you showed us the job of a mayor. You were tireless. You have always been tireless as a councillor and as mayor, exhaustingly so, I found. Watching emails come in at 2 o'clock in the morning from you, it was a great testament to how hard you are prepared to work and how hard we need to strive as councillors to represent our community in the job of mayor. So I found you as a great role model for the time when I became mayor, and I really appreciated your steady and wise contribution to our council. You were always a voice of reason sitting around this table as we considered the many things we had to discuss. So thank you for your amazing contribution to our city, and good luck with your new venture.
Anybody else would like to speak?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd actually like to pay tribute to former Councillor Yang and the work that she's done. I remember when she was elected by Countback at a particular time in the year at Manningham, and she came onto council and was probably fairly overwhelmed in the first few months. But she quickly fitted in with everybody and was able to relate to all the councillors at the time, which was very important, a very good skill. And I've seen Jennifer grow in knowledge and ability from when she first came in, and indeed I think it was in her second year she was a deputy mayor of Manningham, she worked very well there with myself. I know that she has always been a tireless worker in anything that she puts her mind to, and spends a lot of time with the community, especially the Chinese community, where she spends probably, I don't know how many nights a week, probably about 4 nights a week, going to things and doing things with that community. She has been a really good mayor. She was the first mayor of this particular council, and as Councillor McLeish said, did work well and brought a team together, which was a very important job. I didn't see any of your emails at 2 o'clock because I don't look at them, especially at 2 o'clock. So I didn't get to see any of those. But as a councillor, you've been a great councillor for Manningham. As a friend, you've been a great friend, and I treasure that friendship and the work that you do. I congratulate you on what you're doing now, being number 5, I believe, on the Senate ticket for the Labor Party is an amazing feat. And I think there's something that local government really does need to do. Is it needs to get itself into a situation where people that are in those positions, that are going to apply for those positions, they haven't got them, they haven't won an election, they haven't been sworn in, should be able to run without resigning from council. And unfortunately, this is something that it's not been proven that you have to. It's a suggestion of the major parties that they do because they don't want a court case after. That concept of office of profit from the Crown, indeed, I suppose as soon as an election is, occurs, perhaps every MP then should actually resign. And there are no MPs at that particular time, and that would make it just as fair. But you have done the thing that you need to do with the Labor Party. They said that you needed to resign at that particular point to take on that number five on the Senate ticket, and I wish you all the best. On a note of your work as a mayor, I think it culminated, you blew me away a couple of meetings ago, Jennifer, when we had a meeting here and we had a lot of questions from the public on the sale of a reserve. And in all of my 19 years around this council, I have never seen a mayor or a councillor control and answer questions and talk in such a way. It was absolutely magnificent, and you should be congratulated on how you held that meeting. And you went up a whole lot of points, and I said, that girl has developed a heck of a lot, because the way in which you held that meeting, the people went away from there feeling listened to and knowing that their concerns were going to go. So you have learned a lot in the time that you're here, and you've developed, and I'm sure that will continue into the future. So on behalf of Manningham Council too, I'd like to thank you and the community for all the work that you have done over the years. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Well, now I would like to call for nominations for the position of the mayor for the remainder of 2015-16 municipal year. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Councillor Paul McLeish.
Okay. Anyone?
I'll second that.
Councillor Paul McLeish, do you accept that nomination?
I do, thank you.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, as Councillor Paul McLeish is the only nomination, I declare him duly elected as Mayor.
Steve.
Thank you, councillors. Councillors, I am humbled by you once again placing your trust in me. It is a challenge, no doubt, to be mayor in any city, and I greatly appreciate that you have seen fit to give me this responsibility on your behalf, and I hope to be able to live up to your trust and respect and continue to earn your respect and fulfil the role as mayor to the benefit of all of us, because in the end I am only a councillor. I wear these robes for a brief time. I have a role to play as councillor for a while, but I have no louder voice than any of you. My job is to represent our city and to represent this council, and I'll fill that job hopefully as well as the past mayors have. Former Mayor Councillor Jim Griffith-Gastopoulos did a wonderful job. Former Mayor Councillor Jenny Yang, wow, that's a mouthful, did a wonderful job, and I hope I can live up to the high standards that they set as mayor and repay the trust that you have shown in me. We do not have any great announcements to make about the new things that we'll be achieving as a council in the next few months. Our challenge is to continue the job that we set ourselves 3.5 years ago. We decided to be a council who would be very determined to continue to deliver facilities for our community and to deliver that within a constrained budget and to reduce the rate impost on our community as best we could, whilst continuing to enhance the facilities in our community and to deliver the key services for our community. And we have come together very effectively as a council to achieve that. We have our draft budget out for public submission at the moment, and we have all worked very hard to deliver that budget, and it delivers a notable achievement, an effective average rate decrease. First council in recorded history of Manningham that's been able to do that. We do know that's an anomaly courtesy of the new project for bin replacement, but it is nevertheless a great achievement that we have continued to drive the rate impost on our residents down. The rate portion is 2.5%. Last year it was 3.5%, as I recall. Before that it was 4.5%. We have been a very responsible council, very effectively representing our community. We have all worked together to achieve that, and I hope we will continue to work together to deliver on behalf of our community. Thank you once again for putting your trust in me.
Mayor, Councillor Paul McLeish, congratulations on behalf of the Heidi, you can tell I haven't eaten my dinner. Heidi Ward councillors. Paul, you were an excellent mayor in 2015. And if I do remember correctly, I did say that when you had finished that term, they were very big shoes to fill. And we have confidence as a council that you will be able to fit back in your shoes and continue doing what you do very well. You set the bar very high, and I love that you are focused and you are committed to Manningham, to your ward, to this organisation, and we're very proud that you represent us, even though you are one amongst equals, but you are representing Manningham, and we congratulate you on that. Well done. Thank you. You'll take us for the next few months as we end our term, and the organisation shall continue with the deputy and with all councillors. It's a fantastic, I'm really happy for you. And I think we have great confidence in knowing that you'll serve the community very well.
Thank you. Paul, congratulations, he's back. And it's good to see you back in the role, Paul. It's terrific to see you back. You did a fantastic job as our third councillor come mayor. And you have some big challenges ahead of us, Paul, and I think you can lead us through those challenges in the next 5 months, and it's always good to be able to, as I said when you were elected last time, you are a sounding board for planning applications that come in. I know we talk long and hard about many planning applications, and it's always quite enjoyable having those discussions with you. So welcome to the role, Paul. Welcome back. And on behalf of people in my ward, I congratulate you, and we wish you all the best, and really look forward to the next 5 months.
Thank you, sir.
My turn. Thank you, Paul McLeish, for being willing to take up the mayoral role to see us through to the rest of our term. It was the unprecedented and disappointing, I suppose. We'll miss Jennifer Yang. She was very good to work under, and I'm sure that you're going to make it an effortless and seamless transition, being in the helm before, and I'm sure that you'll be an adequate rudder for this ship into the rest of our term. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just on behalf of the organisation myself, I'd just like to congratulate you, Councillor McLeish, on your appointment as the Mayor. Well done.
Thank you. councillors, that concludes our formal meeting for this evening. That concludes our business. I declare the meeting closed. Thank you. Thank you all.